Time now for a look at the oil close. Jared Blickery standing by to wrap up what was another pretty wild week for energy traders, Jared.
Yes, that's right. WTI settling about 1% down, and it's been a volatile week. I actually want to go back a little bit farther. Here's a one-month chart of WTI futures for April settlement. And you can see we got this big spike up on all the Ukraine-Russia tensions. You can see actually punctured north of $100 per barrel just ever so briefly. Brent crude hit 105, but you can see the prices have now retreated, and so we might have a new trading range here. Let's put some candlesticks on this chart here. We'll look to a three-month basis, and you can see, indeed, just kind of trading to the downside, $88, $89 per barrel to the upside. Got that spike to 100, but really 95, 96 barrels, 96 a barrel, kind of the midpoint. And we've seen a lot of activity in this area. So I think we have a new range to look at and potentially get a breakthrough. We just don't know if it's going to be to the upside or the downside. However, I will say the bias has definitely been to the upside over a long period of time. And just want to get a quick check of the energy heat map. We know that this has been a sector that's been leading all year long, and we can see some nice gains today as well, even though oil closed down. Chevron up about 3.5%, Exxon Mobil up 2.5%, and some of the smaller players like Diamondback Energy up even more. That's up 4%, as you see right there.
Hey, Jared, real quick, what's going on in the precious metal space? Because I know gold was trading well above 1900 yesterday. My earrings were worth a little bit more yesterday. What's happening today?
Exactly. Well, yesterday, look at this big spike right here. This was yesterday's price action. We got to about 2000, not exactly, but encroaching on $2,000 per ounce, and it was swiftly rejected. Now, you can see we were in a short-term uptrend here, and we were just kind of backing off these highs, but we look for these spikes in the market, whether to the upside or the downside. We got one of these downside spikes in equity. So just showing that there's a potential resistance at this level, and it's going to take another catalyst to finally break through it.